In 2020, a global pandemic set off a series of catastrophic events, disrupting the global supply chain and leading to a sudden scarcity of food, shelves emptied, prices skyrocketed, and desperate families struggled to find nourishment. Despite a semblance of normalcy returning in the subsequent years, the price of food continued to climb. Leaders reassured the populace that this was only a temporary setback. However, producers found it increasingly challenging to meet the demands of a hungry and hostile population. Formerly bustling grocery stores became symbols of a lost era of abundance, while the affluent looked down on those who were struggling, laughing and wiping beef drippings from their greedy, rapacious lips. But one day, the tide turned when one man, on a routine expedition, stumbled upon a treasure trove of freeze-dried food, perfectly preserved, abundant, packaged, neat, orderly, a post-apocalyptic grocery store. This held the promise of providing sustenance for thousands. So operating in secrecy, he began distributing rations to the starving populace, preparing them for the forthcoming revolution.
Hi folks, Canadian Prepper here, back again with my main man, Steve Syros of the Freeze-Dry Wholesale Food Company, the best damn freeze-dry wholesale food company on earth. Great to have you here because I want an expert opinion on what my take is with respect to freeze-dried food. So we have a variety of different products here of your 200-strong product line.
It is 200-plus. This is a good representation, though. We've actually never drilled down like this, so I'm kind of looking forward to it.
So I've hand-picked a few varieties here of what I would use if I was going to stockpile these. Because myself personally, with this kind of food, which tends to be a bit more expensive than other emergency food products, is I'm trying to pair this with the buckets of rice and beans that I have stored away.
I see.
So I'm not relying solely on this if there's an emergency.
That's actually a great strategy. You don't need to just live solely on freeze-dried food.
Well, it's just mixing and matching because, you know, you can get those staple rice and beans. They're going to last for 25 years. You put them in a Mylar bag in a bucket, they're good to go.
But if you're bugging in, I see what you're saying. You know, you have all day. Why not cook some rice for the next 3 days? Why not cook those beans? Let them soak overnight.
So we have three different sort of tiers of cost of freeze-dried food here. So we have the lower tier, which I say is for the unfortunate peasantry who's going to be drafted into World War III.
They're easy on my chicken nuggets, man. Yeah,
they're good. They're for the kids, right?
The big kids, too.
And then we have the food that's for the generals, you know, the officer class.
Yep.
Right? Which is a little bit more expensive.
Your steaks, your seafood, some of your seafood options.
This is kind of the elite class of stuff. You got everything from Alaskan king crab, Maine lobster,
chili,
you know,
and
all
sea
kinds
bass
of and roast beef and things of that nature. So if I was to pick a few of these to stockpile, I would probably pick a spread of some of these. I would pick some of the more cost-effective options for the kids and just for the sake of balancing things out and variety. And then, of course, I would grab some of the middle-of-the-road cost-wise foods, and then I would maybe the odd ones for the Sunday meal, some beef fajita strips or some roast beef or some sirloin steak.
Picture again like a grocery store visit. You're not necessarily in the low cost aisle or just restricted to the high cost or the general admiral aisle. You're going to walk the aisles and pick what the family eats, and it might be a mix of everything. You may be on a chicken kick this week, so it's going to be the boneless, skinless thighs, some chicken nuggets for the kids, maybe a chicken breast with some stir-fry veggies. Next week, you might be on a beef. So you might have a roast beef or beef stew cubed. You might have some hamburger patties. You've got a lot of options, I guess, is the point. I didn't want this to be any more complicated than a trip to the grocery store. The difference is you very quickly get overwhelmed when you start thinking you're shopping for the next 25 years or you're shopping for when the grocery stores aren't there again, which, you know, how do you do that? So I just figured mirror what we do on a daily or weekly basis with our families, and that'll make it, I think, easier.
So do you have your own survival stash of this stuff?
Me, no. I don't know.
The cobbler has no shoes?
I have a big warehouse. My
there
food pantry
go.
Is bigger than the whole company.
But you got nothing in a bunker right now?
Not going to
Not going to disclose.
Admit or deny.
Okay, so he has a bunker.
I'm as worried about the future as everybody else is, for sure.
So what do we got here? We got some... Let's just show some of these varieties.
Starting with probably the number one seller, which is our hamburger patties. Just an uncooked U.S., everything 100% U.S., top shelf, all grass-fed, grass-finished beef. Just an easy hamburger patty that you can cook virtually 1,000 different ways.
And that's going to be good for 25, if not 50 years.
It'll basically be good as long as it remains in that factory-sealed pouch. It'll outlive you and I.
And just so people know, just a quick, this packaging is, it's a special process that you use?
We do. I mean, I don't want to get in too much detail, but it's all about the atmosphere inside the package. It's truly microbiologically inert. We're putting it basically in a state of suspended animation, so there can be no oxidation, no spoilage, no bacterial growth, until you tear a pouch open like we've done on some of these and introduce oxygen.
So we got some beef patties. That's a pretty good one. What else do we
got? Yeah, we've got, here you've got a few different desserts. We do 5 or 6 different pound cakes. We do 7 different, to give you an idea on desserts, and cookie doughs, chocolate chunk, or Reese's peanut butter.
You should just write cookie crack on it.
That's, of course, the one that's been open because it's been passed around a little bit. But we do brownies, some chocolate cake. We've got a grains. This is ancient grains and kale mix. We've got a half a dozen different...
This is actually a really good one, too.
It really is.
Grains. It's got a lot of flavor to it. Some of these, you put a bit more spice and stuff in, hey?
Yeah, we do add something like that. It's a side dish, pre-prepared, pre-cooked. We'll add a little bit more to it. You'll find if you look at ingredients, things like our turkey breast, it's just turkey. Our chicken thighs, just chicken. Beef patties, just beef. Yeah, we're as all natural as we can. I just don't believe... From a supply chain perspective, I don't believe in bringing in anything outside of the U.S. I want to be able to access it in time of a disaster, and I also want to make sure it's clean. My family's going to be eating this too.
Well, and it's easier for you guys because then you don't have to put in a bunch of chemicals. And if your preservation process is already taking care of the preservation aspect, then there's no need to put all these other
to add. Exactly. Yep, and that's the beauty of the freeze dry process.
Now moving over here to the center aisle where the officer class is eating. What do we got here?
Here's I guess more of the bread and butter, I think, of a shopping plan. Your beef stew cubes, some pulled chicken, things that you can just fully cook, ground pork. We do 10 different ground meats that we actually cook in-house. Some of them we actually grind ourselves. We do a beef, a chicken, a turkey. So not something that you'd have. This is a good, I guess, back up to what you're saying here, not something you'd have in your everyday meal plan, but nice to be able to add something just to spice it up. A week, anybody can live on hamburgers 3 meals a day, but do that for 3 months and I guarantee you'll be looking for something different.
This is rare to get these big cuts of meat like this.
That's what
this
sets
cod,
us apart. Yep.
You know, it's like a decent cut of meat. Like to have something like that that's freeze dried is not a. You're the only company that does this
whole steaks.
Kind of stuff.
Yep, we do, and I think we're probably a couple of generations ahead of anybody else. That's why you don't see it anywhere else. It's as much the freeze dry process that sets us apart as it is the preservation process once freeze dried. That's a whole pork chop, gourmet trim, so you get 1/4 inch of fat, and as you know, the fat's all the flavor, and that's uncooked, so you have endless opportunities. You can grill that, cook that, saute, bake, anything you want to do.
One thing I had recommended last time we talked was when it's uncooked like this, you can marinate it and it's going to absorb all that marinade in a way that
very good
they're
point.
Just never, you're never going to get that level of absorption of the flavor into the cell.
It's literally on the cellular level. The process of rehydrating is simply adding that water back in that the freeze dry process took out. So why not add a little flavor with it?
So here we have some more expensive varieties and you can get into everything here. You got like the pepper steak, the sirloin.
We do whole ribeye steaks, New York strips, things that, again, it's probably not on your every week menu, but once a month to be able to have some king crab mixed in with some pasta or something, just give you alternative choices. And Chilean sea bass, again, just when you're tired of eating cod or catfish, which are in probably our everyday menus, just nice to have some options.
Let's say I was shopping for the apocalypse. What am I going to pick? I guess I would probably go for the for some kind of beef. So I'm going to opt for the beef fajita strips.
Fully cooked, ready to eat. We actually season those, marinated in house.
Shrimp or this crustacean here. I think I would probably just go with the chicken, to be honest. I'd definitely go with the beef cubes. And then from over here, I'd probably go with the ancient grains. I'd definitely be going with the cookie dough. Actually, the hash browns is not a bad idea either.
Breakfast. So see what you've just done here is you've kind of made a grocery store trip. And that was really my focus in putting this product line together. Everybody said, geez, do a chili, come up with a beef stew recipe that's different, maybe do some venison, hunter's pie. This is what you're doing on a weekly basis. And that's kind of what I was hoping to do with your long-term food storage pantry.
This is making me want to build a pantry of this stuff and just have it arranged like that. So we can just go downstairs.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, just think it'd be a great way to structure a pantry now that you think about it. And of course, you know, a homesteader who's hardcore into canning, they kind of already do that.
They do.
To a different degree.
Good point.
With cans, but you know, for the person who's lazy like me and doesn't want to have to can all that stuff, even though someday we'll probably have no choice, this would be a cool option. So how do you guys keep all these SKUs in stock? I mean, it must be quite the operation to have to do so many varieties like this.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. I don't know if that was part of your idea to chat about, but we learned quite a bit from it.
This video is totally impromptu, guys. We thought about this at the last minute. We've got to be brutally honest here.
You can stack 100 deep on every SKU and have a couple thousand packs in hand, but the reality is we don't sell as many packs of lobster as we do hamburgers, or our pulled chicken sells a little better than our beef stew cubes. So for us, the way our entire facility is set up is around a surge capacity, because doing business with the military, you've just got to be able to react on a large scale very quickly, and that's translated very nicely into the consumer or the commercial market. There's a run on poultry, for example, because of maybe some fears about a particular type of flu. I can put together a couple thousand packs of scrambled eggs in a matter of maybe 48 hours and be able to meet that demand.
That's another one that should be down here.
Probably should be down.
Because scrambled eggs that's a more lower cost one.
It is. It's on the low end. It's fully cooked. It's ready to eat.
Well, eggs are such a good prepping food because it has a very protein. High biological value. Yep. This is the before.
Styrofoam.
Okay. This is the after. Take a look at that. Look at that. It's still a little bit wet, but this is the texture afterwards. This is 25 years into the apocalypse, okay? I'm just gonna take a bite of this.
I'm gonna take a bite of this one just to show you that you don't need to actually rehydrate it.
This is delicious, man. This is actually really good. My foray into mukbang ASMR. Okay, this is the beef fajita.
That's beef fajita. It's a
rehydrated.
Seasoned. Yep, skirt steak that we grill and cut indoors, in-house.
Jeff Bezos is going to be eating real good. Hash browns.
So
hash browns.
If it were me, I would have probably grilled them and browned them a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no reason. They're fully cooked. There's no reason why you couldn't eat them right out of the bag also.
Just because you're here, Steve.
Oh, lobster.
Eating crustacean, this is what I've been reduced to. Sweet.
Now,
tastes like chicken with a fishy taste.
You can't, for somebody who enjoys lobster, you can't tell the difference between that and a fresh caught Maine lobster that you just steamed.
Really?
And took out of the shelf. Yeah, I mean, I can't.
It's incredible that this was developed by, was it NASA or the U.S.
NASA.
Military?
Yep. NASA. Yeah, they had to find a way to take food to space in extreme temperatures and in a vacuum, and freeze drying was the answer.
Well, guys, if you want to make your own post-apocalyptic grocery store in your pantry, you know where to do it. Freezedrywholesale.com. Get 15% off using coupon code CanadianPrepper. Because what you're really buying here is energy. Like, you're buying the energy.
You are.
And the food, but the energy that went into making it into this format.
To removing all the moisture and giving it that shelf life, yeah. It's an expensive process, there's no doubt.
So it's this or Bitcoin, guys. I suggest
Easy choice.
A little bit of freeze-dried food. All right, well, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me, Nate. Right. Good on. Seeing you.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.